All glory be to God. Hallelujah. The same thing happened in Luke chapter 17. The story of those 10 lepers. And you need to know what leprosy, how lepers are treated in Israel. And in verse 11, Luke chapter 17, and it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off, because they are not allowed to mingle with other people. And they lifted up their voices. Tonight, somebody, you are going to lift up your voice. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, do what? Have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Amen. Hallelujah. There are some situations that God will not ask you, what can I do for you? They were already leprous. He said, go. He released the healing for them. David understood mercy. If there's anybody that understood mercy, David, he understood mercy. Hey, do you notice that David was a murderer? He killed somebody to collect his wife. He killed Uriah and collect Bathsheba, the wife. What an abomination. God, he said, don't do census. He committed. He went and did the census. And by that action, 70,000 Jews died one day. Hallelujah. He became so carnal, walking in his own way, but he went to carry the ark. And refused to carry it according to the due order. Until one Uzzah died because of it. But the same God in the Bible called that man that had these horrible testimonies, David, a man after God's own heart. Hey! How can a murderer, an adulterer, be a man after God's own heart? You are not after God's own heart because you live a holy life. You are a man after God's own heart because you know how to relate with Him. You know how to relate with Him. And David understood mercy. When he looked, he never said, I am who I am today because of anything. He will remember how that he was the least. He was in the bush when the prophet that came to ordain one of the sons of his father, Jesse. He was not even at home. He was in the bush. And yet he was picked from there and made a king. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Even you say ancestral problem. Nobody has more ancestral problem than David. Matthew chapter 1. There is a better setting somewhere. Okay. This is the scripture I'm actually looking for. Verse 5. The genealogy here is brought out here. It says, and Solomon, you know, remember that verse 1 says, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David. This is how he came out. The son of Abraham. Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Judah and his brethren. And he went on, and Solomon, verse 5, and Solomon begat Boaz. Who is he that gave birth to Boaz? Solomon married Rahab. not. When they entered Jericho, and that's the scripture I was looking for, and gave birth to Boaz, and Boaz began to open of Ruth. So even if you say Ruth was a virtuous woman, what of Rahab? Rahab was a prostitute. Why will God do this? So that Israel will not do unnecessary post. This is the light through which even Jesus Christ came out from. Jesus came out through the lineage of a prostitute and a Gentile before a Jew. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And David will know his background, where he came from. Amen. Hallelujah. So that you'll understand why, as he was bringing after the ark. Remember, we know the story of the ark. First Chronicles chapter 16 brings it out. So that when you go and pray, you will know how to pray. Hallelujah. From verse 1, by the time we come to chapter 16, we know that he had gone and taken the ark from the Philistines, was bringing the ark back with 30,000 member strong reviver. But they did not carry the ark according to due order. So God himself decided to stumble the thing, to stop that revival. One man, Uzzah, was going to put his hand so that the ark would not fall. God smote him dead straight. Then David said, something is wrong. And they went to inquire, and they found out that they did not carry it according to due order. Now they have gone back in chapter 16 to now carry the way it should be carried. So they brought the ark of God and set it in the midst of the tent that David had pitched for it. And they offered burnt sacrifices and peace offerings before God. And when David had made an end of offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. And he dealt to every one of Israel, both man and woman, to everyone, a loaf of bread and a good piece of flesh and a flagon of wine. And he appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord and to record and to thank and praise the Lord God of Israel. Asaph, the chief, and next to him, Zechariah, Zael, and on, praise the Lord. Verse 6, Benaiah also, the Jaziel, the priests, with trumpets, continually before the ark of the covenant of God. Then on that day, David delivered first this psalm to thank the Lord into the hand of Asaph and his brethren. Asaph was the chief musician. He said, "What? This is what David wrote and gave to Asaph. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his strength continually. Remember his marvelous works that he has done." Remember. He said, remember his marvelous works that he has done. His wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Jacob, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen ones. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Be ye mindful always of his covenant, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, even of the covenant which he made with Abraham, and of the oath, his oath with Isaac, and has confirmed the same to Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, and Lot of your inheritance, where you will have a few, even a few, as strangers in it. Praise the Lord. And he went on and described and came to verse 34. What did he say? Everybody, let's read verse 34. What did he say? Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. He started by letting you know the testimonies of Israel and how he saw the mercy. He said, what did he say? Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And it is the same revelation. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That Jehoshaphat also had. And we know that in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 20. Remember the story of Jehoshaphat. Everybody knows that story. How that about five nations stronger than them came gathered to finish them. To finish them. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I was sharing with somebody yesterday or so, or Thursday, yes. And I pray that somebody here, you will also catch this revelation. That God has appointed place to meet with you to fulfill your destiny. Listen again. God has appointed a place where he will meet you to fulfill your destiny. Because it's a prayer point, you will pray. This is how Satan does it. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. That is the lesson. That is the lesson of the story of the prodigal son. Many people don't know the story of the prodigal son. Why God put it there in the Bible? It looks as if I'm digressing, but it's because of that five nations coming against Israel. Just remember what I told someone yesterday. I said, I have studied this scripture, I've studied generally that God has an appointed place. The story of the prodigal son, remember, he woke up one day and told his father he should give him his inheritance. He collected his inheritance and left. He went and wasted it. That's a whole sermon, and I'm just paraphrasing it. Then he suddenly discovered nowhere to go again. Frustration started until he became a beggar. Then he found himself in the condition that he found himself, which work he did do just to have food to eat. Then suddenly he came to himself. Come. When I was in my father's house, I was not suffering like this. I don't know whether if I go, he will receive me. Whatever it is, let me cuckoo be beggar for my papa's house than this thing that I'm doing here. And he came back. Now where we are confused is that why the father received him like that. Amen. Received him like that. And did all that he did. Did feast. Did kill cow. Kill goat. Kill this one. Invited everybody that he came. Praise the Lord. Why like this? Why? Amen. It is God's mercy. It is expression of God's mercy. And those who were at home, the brother that was at home, you are doing all this for this one, but this one, me that I'm home here, I've not received. This one that wasted, it destroyed, disgraced your name. This one, he came back. You are receiving him. Amen. Unknown to you, the father has been in anguish. He has been in pain. That he was not happy at the condition of his son. Church, not only that, there is a place God has appointed for you. Amen. If for any reason you leave that place, you are on your own. You know what I mean by saying you are on your own? He will not follow you where you are going. He will be waiting for you. For this is where I have ordained you to be. Including, amen. That is why it is good to pray and know the perfect will of God for you. Including all this while you are struggling to go abroad. Is there where God has ordained you to be? You go abroad, and as you go, that's when you will come back. Struggle. Praise the Lord. Now, see, the interesting aspect of it is that when you are gone out there, you are on your own. You are on your own. But if you can humble yourself and come back, he will receive you, clean you up from your past, rearrange you, and he may bring you back to fellowship. Other people who are here, they will start to get jealous of you. If he has ordained Pride Assembly Church as a place to meet with you, there are some of you that he ordained Christ Embassy to be your place. There are some of you he has ordained. Yes, that's the truth. Because while you are here, you are struggling to be like us. But while you are there, you flow. They teach you how to speak in tongues. Speak in that their tongue. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Therefore, pray that you know God's perfect will. But let me tell you where I am going. But the interesting thing is that after you have come back or located where God has kept you, once you have found that this is God's promised place for you, the battle begins. To send you away again, because Satan knows to deal with you is to get you out of that place. It could be that man you are working for. It could be that office you are working. It could be that madam you are working. Praise the Lord. Because I know of a brother. Hallelujah. I know of a brother that people walk with him. And when they walk with him, amen. And when he is pleased with the way they walk, he will just look at you. How many years have you worked here now? And then he will go and get international passport for you. And he will do a visa and send you out. And he has many of them overseas that are well to do. I have met one of them who told me I was his driver. I met him in Dubai. He flew in there for an occasion the same occasion I went. So we met there. And he was telling me his story. that this is the person that met me. I was his driver. And after some time, he sent me, I don't know whether he said America or UK. He said, that's where I am now, with me and my family. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But another driver will be there. He will look like, look right, thief in money. And the man, they look. Anyway, let me not go that way. But the emphasis is, when you discover that this is where God has kept you, amen, remain there. Anything that happens is happening to make all things work together for good. Remain there. Remain there. If not, amen, you will suffer for nothing. But the interesting thing there is, in case you are listening to me from anywhere at all, in case you are listening to me, the evidence that that is where God has ordained for you, He makes that place receptive. When you come back, you'll be comfortable again. You will start all over. But it's always starting all over. Praise the Lord. That is another dimension of God's mercy. The only thing is that you wasted many years. You wasted. They gathered against Jehoshaphat to finish him. And Jehoshaphat was scared. Told the whole nation to go on fast. And I was sharing this with the prophets on Thursday, Prophet Boboye and Prophet Jayola. I was just reading in the news how very close to my village, 5 policemen were killed by these bandits on the road. And I was just meditating. And I was just thinking, so when will all these things stop in this country, Nigeria? And I said, if I were the president of this country, I would declare one day of fasting, asking God for mercy for the whole country. Nobody will go to work. Everybody fast, no food till evening. I said we will fast and be asking God for mercy. I am telling you, as the Lord liveth, I was inside the car, I was coming, and the voice of the Lord spoke to me like He always does. I was thinking, but He will speak. I was only thinking, but He will speak. Praise God. And He told me, He said, even you, your church, needs mercy. Do it. Let your church also do that. I came and I called you, I told you, and then you say you received the same thing.
Praise the Lord. You say
you received the same revelation.
Yes, sir. Before we travel to Dar es Salaam, when we are praying on Monday, I was telling you that receiving a night of mercy. So before then too, I said it in Powerhouse on a Sunday towards middle of the year. So I mean, about 4 or 3 months ago, that a night of mercy. So it was just a confirmation, sir.
And Boboye too? Who was Zoe?
Yes, sir. When you were saying that in the office, you know, from the beginning of this month, the Lord spoke to us. I received it. So when I was telling the intercessors, several of them said they received it. We've been on prayer of mercy, mercy, mercy. So when you said it, I said, this is God talking to you, sir.
And when He said, let your church also take a fast and ask for mercy. Too many wuru-wuru nyama-nyama going on. Jehoshaphat. Somebody shout Jehoshaphat. Shout Jehoshaphat. declared a fast. Everybody fasted. And they gathered to pray. And the Lord came down and prophesied and gave them the assurance. The battle belongs to the Lord. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. He told him in verse 15, 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And he said, "Hearken, ye, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat. Thus said the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's." Somebody here, the battle you are facing has been taken over by God himself. Amen. He said, "Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle." Somebody, the Lord has taken over that battle. I said, the Lord has taken over this battle. He said, "Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow," somebody shout tomorrow. Shout tomorrow. Shout tomorrow. Because your testimony starts tomorrow. God against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Hallelujah. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. One point I want to bring out here is that they believed that prophecy. That's why they were jumping up and praising God. Israel respects prophecy. Hallelujah. And they rose early in the morning, verse 20. And went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa, and as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, what did he say? "Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem." What did he say? "Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper." But see where I am going. Verse 21. And when he had consulted, that word is consult. Consult. So now that we have had this prophecy, how should we go about it? How do we go? How do we go? And this is what he did after the consultation. He appointed singers unto the Lord, that they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went up before the army. Because praise is another weapon. Okay. And what are they to say? What are they to say? Everybody, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, glory be to God. You are going to fight a battle that the Lord said he has taken over the battle. And now they are going to the war front. They didn't sit at home. Oh. He said, "Go, go, go, go." But this time, hallelujah. He put the singers, and everybody began to say, "Praise the Lord, for his mercies endureth forever." And verse 22. And when they began to sing and to praise, what were they saying? They were singing the mercies of God. The mercy of God. For his mercies endure forever. They did not change that song. They did not change that song. It's mercy, mercy, mercy. Only mercy can do this. Only, despite our estate, that was what Joshua considered. Despite how useless we are forsaking him. Despite how disobedient we are, he still comes down and says he will fight for us. Only God's mercy can do that. He recognized that mercy. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. This night, somebody shout this night. Somebody shout tomorrow. Somebody shout this night. Somebody shout tomorrow. This night we shall praise God. This night we shall worship, recognize his mercy this night, and tomorrow we shall testify. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 136. What does it say? What did it say? Everybody, shall we go? Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Verse 2. Oh, give thanks unto God of gods. Shout, for his mercy endureth forever. Say it. Verse 3. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords. Everybody, for his mercy endureth. Can somebody stand up to say it? Verse 4. To him who alone doeth great wonders. Everybody. Verse 5. To him that by wisdom made the heavens. Verse 6. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters. To him that made great lights. The sun, he made the sun to rule by day. The moon and stars to rule by night. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn. And brought up Israel, and brought up Moses from all his enemies. Somebody shout, for his mercy endureth forever. Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never fall to the wind. been able to convince somebody to change your approach or add this to all your strategies of getting solution to any problem before the Lord. This night, we are going to ask God for mercy. And we're only starting from here. When you go home, you are alone. I'm talking to everyone that has any stubborn problem. Any stubborn situation you have been praying for years. Don't justify yourself. Let's just plead for mercy. Hallelujah. We're going to plead for mercy. Mercy. Even for our salvation, you know it's mercy. One songwriter said, He brought me out of the mire. He set my feet on a rock to stay. He put a song in my mouth today. A song of praise. These are people who understood mercy. They understood mercy when they know where God brought them out from. All your mother's children die, you are alive. They can't touch you. Is it by your power? It's mercy. You know the battles that are all around you. Hallelujah. Here's how they put, jump and pass. Each time they put, you jump and pass. You think it's because you know how to jump? No!